YouTube restricts Tommy Robinson's account, all but bans him. By Charlie Nash on April 2, 2019. YouTube has placed a number of major restrictions on Tommy Robinson's account, making his videos invisible from searches, removing his ability to make live videos, stripping his content of likes and comments, and displaying a warning before each video. Business Insider reported that the restriction all but bans Robinson from the Google-owned platform. Robinson won't be able to live stream videos on his channel. His videos won't have suggested videos, likes, or comments, explained Business Insider. A black slate or interstitial will appear before each video warning viewers that the material may not be appropriate, which they will then have to click through. Robinson's videos will be removed from YouTube's recommendations. Robinson will also be unable to monetize his content on YouTube, since the company demonetized his channel earlier this year. After consulting with third-party experts, we are applying a tougher treatment to Tommy Robinson's channel in keeping with our policies on borderline content, claimed a YouTube spokesman. In February, Robinson was banned from Facebook and Instagram, while last year, Robinson was also restricted from using payment processing service PayPal, which froze his balance. In 2018, Robinson was also banned from Twitter. Last year, YouTube banned InfoWars, Alex Jones, and Gavin McInnes, and Barry Dan Coulter videos and search results. YouTube has previously sanctioned users for criticizing CNN, uploading videos featuring left-wing violence against conservatives, and killing suffragette characters in video games. In January, conservative nonprofit group Pragaru filed its second lawsuit against Google over alleged censorship of conservative viewpoints on YouTube, and in the same month, it was revealed that Google had been downranking pro-life YouTube videos. The far-left Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, is reportedly a trusted flagger for YouTube. However, Google CEO Sundar Pichai denied claims that the SPLC had ever flagged a YouTube video before. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter, or like his page at Facebook.